So it's an amazing hat for you listeners. This is an amazing hat. Okay, it's one of the best hats you'll ever find. If you want to see this hat, you can go to Darillis.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Jarcast. I'm your host, Lucy.
And Jack. And today we have a very special guest, Coach Warren. Would you like to say hi?
Hey guys, how y'all doing?
Good.
And gal, guys and gal, guy and gal. All
right. So could you tell us a bit about yourself? Where did you grow up? Do you have any siblings? Stuff like that.
Sure. So my name is Jerome Warren. I'm from Boston. I grew up between Boston and New York. So that's where my family is. I went to high school there. I went to high school in Boston. I went to middle school in New York. And I do have siblings. My mom had 6 kids. So it was boy, girl, me, boy, girl, girl. So that's 6. Yeah. Boy, girl, me, boy, girl, girl. And so it's my oldest brother and my oldest sister. My oldest brother, he moved down here to Atlanta. My oldest sister lives in the DMV area. So she's like right outside of Maryland. Then there's me, I'm here. Then my younger brother lives in Alabama. The first younger sister, she passed away. And then the youngest sister used to live in Boston, but she moved to DC. So yeah. And then it's such a gap in our ages that I never had the middle kid syndrome. Because we never grew up all in the same household.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite an interesting story.
Yeah.
You can hear the Boston accent though.
You can hear it?
Yeah.
Boston.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how did you come to Atlanta and work at ACA?
Initially came to Atlanta for college. I was at Morris Brown College. I left and went back to Boston, and then my mom passed away. My mom was living in Brooklyn, New York. My mom passed away in 2008, and then I actually lived in Utah for a little bit.
Ooh,
interesting. Yeah. So wow. I lived in Utah.
Different.
And then I came back from Utah, and then my mother passed away in 2008. And then when she passed away, I was like, I don't want to live up north no more. There's no point for me. So I just was like, I'm going to make Atlanta home.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Reed and I knew each other, and I wanted to get into education, working with children at some capacity. So through networking with him, I started working here at ACA during the COVID year.
Oh my gosh. My
first year here. COVID year.
You have to do online PE.
Online PE.
I took that class.
And I actually had, was coaching, assistant coaching volleyball girls. So the only students that I knew were the volleyball girls. Shout out Zuri, Caitlin, Sanaa. Yeah. Sanaa was like our only senior. Caitlin was a senior last year. Mm-hmm. Ava Worm.
Yeah.
Those are like the only ones I knew here. And then we came back and it was like all these kids that I would see in their homes from Zoom. I was like, oh, you're Hezekiah. You know what I mean? So it was like cool getting to know them off camera. But then there was other people like, who is this guy? You know what I mean? Like we have a whole new gym teacher. So yeah. But it was a fun, interesting transition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So could you tell us about your coaching job and what do you like about it?
So I'm working athletics. When I first got here, I coached volleyball, track, middle school girls soccer. So middle school and high school track, our assistant Coach Brock. So it was fun getting to know the students. Getting to know the students is the best part of the job, because not being a teacher, but teaching like P PE, personal fitness and health, I get the more lax, kind of like the best version of the students. If it's K through five, I'm you know, I want them running. I want them exerting energy. Whereas in a class, that dynamic wouldn't work, right? Mm-hmm. So I kind of get like the best version of them, and I use that opportunity to get to know them, to figure out what makes them, you know, comfortable. What are their interests outside of school, and try to add to that. So those are the things I really like. I like getting to know the students and putting them in situations, because a lot of students don't realize how athletic they are until you put them in a situation to be athletic. So even if it's as simple as running from one side of the gym to the other, they do that successfully and they're like, they look at me like, wow, I did it. I didn't think I could do this. You know what I mean? So that's interesting, watching the transition from I don't like PE to participation.
Mm. Yeah. What is your favorite sport?
My favorite sport is basketball.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. I did middle school boys basketball too. I assisted Theo.
Yeah. Yeah. And then what sports did you play growing up?
Growing up, I was on a football team, basketball team. I did baseball as a youth. I didn't do it when I started going to school. And then I wrestled. I also used to wrestle.
Mm.
Yeah. So. I did track. But I did track because when I was in high school, the track players, us on the team, we got out early on Fridays. So I told my coaches, I'm going to run track to help stay in shape. But I really did it because I wanted to get out early on Fridays. Don't tell nobody that.
So you mentioned your favorite sport's basketball. Mm-hmm. Do you have a professional team or player that you really like?
The Lakers.
Oh, classic.
Kobe Bryant, he's my favorite player of all time, Kobe Bryant. My current favorite player, I'm trying to figure it out. I've been watching intensely. I like Tatum, but he plays for the Celtics.
Just hard. Jeez, you grew up in Boston.
Yeah. I don't like no Boston team. So I was going to school in New York, right? I was going to school in New York. My mother had got incarcerated. So when she got incarcerated, I had to move to Boston because my uncle had to take care of me. I didn't want to go back to Boston. So I was like on the ride there. Actually, I moved in with my sister. Me and my sister moved in with my uncle, my older sister. She's 10 years older than me, so she took care of me. So I was like, I don't want to go to Boston. And I don't like none of their teams. So I just made myself not like no Boston teams, so I don't like no Boston teams. But I like Jason Tatum. I like Tatum. I like, do you watch the NBA? So I like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, SGA. Yeah. I really like his
game. The only thing the Thunder have going for them.
Yeah, I like that. I like him. I used to like KD. He was like my, I liked his game. Steph is Steph. But I'm really watching Tatum. He might be like my new favorite guy. Yeah. Me and my son, he was a big Rose fan, so I used to like enjoy watching Rose with him.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're also a big fan of traveling.
Love traveling.
Yeah. And we actually had dinner together, my family.
Mm-hmm.
You had dinner in the airport.
In the airport.
When we were both about to go on our spring break.
Yeah.
Crazy story.
Yes. Yes, that was amazing. So my birthday is April 7th, which is always spring break, the first week of April. So I was turning 40 last year, so I wanted to do a trip for my birthday. So I wanted to go to Italy, and the senior class was going to Italy. So I was like, wow, that's crazy. I'm gonna try to see the seniors while I'm out there. Because we were both going to Rome, and I go to the airport, and I'm looking, and lo and behold, the first person I notice is Gibson. I look up, I'm like, is that Gibson in the airport? No way. So I keep going, And then I check my bags and everything, and I walk, and I see the whole family. I'm like, that was Gibson back there. I was like, oh my goodness. I made them take a picture with me. Yeah.
Like, no, we were so excited.
Yeah, so that was exciting. And we ate, we talked. It was gratifying. They welcomed me in the airport.
Yeah, part of the family for a
right.
little bit. Yeah.
Right.
What is your favorite place you ever traveled to?
Oh, that's a tough one. Because my favorite trip was London, Paris, Amsterdam. I did those three Ooh. Together. So okay, that was my that was my favorite trip. Greece, I liked Greece. Rome, I liked Rome. But London, Paris, and Amsterdam, all three of those gave me the different things I like about traveling, because I went to museums. I went to this place that was like an ice bar. I went on a cruise.
Yeah.
And we had fun on that cruise. And then I also went to, and then it was like history. So like I went to the Louvre, you know, so I got a lot of history. I did some sightseeing, and London had the temperature in the city was very like, not by like hot or cold, but the temperature of the city, it felt comfortable because it was very similar to like being stateside, but it was just a whole nother culture. So their nightlife was they played familiar music, you know, so like each one of those cities brought a different dynamic that I really enjoyed. And I did that in one trip. So I don't know which, you know what I mean? Greece was more like romantic. I had dinner in the sky. They were all like different type of vibes.
No, I wanna
but
travel.
That's my favorite trip. That's my favorite. That was my favorite trip.
That sounds so cool.
Yeah.
So you're wearing a hat.
Yes.
It says Dorillus.
Yes, Dorillus.
It's a very cool hat for our listeners who can't see it.
It's awesome.
So it's an amazing hat for you listeners. This is an amazing hat, okay? It's one of the best hats you'll ever find. If you do want to see this hat, you can go to Dorillus.com. DareLes.com. Oh, shameless plug? Sorry.
I know. Hope everyone got that.
Yeah. So, can you tell us about Dorillus?
Dorillus is a company that I started with a friend of mine, and we started it in high school. So, like, you guys are seniors. We were 11th grade. So, to take you back to how it started, it, interesting, I was in a pathway, which I think nowadays they're, like, electives. So, I was in an entrepreneurship elective pathway, whatever you want to call it nowadays. My friend was in travel and tourism. I had a final. So, my friend was, like, before I had my final, he was like, yo, we should start a business together. So it's he's like, we should do clothing, because we were like, everybody always complimented us on what we wore. We were like, you know, kind of like, I don't want to toot my own horn, but probably, I would probably say I was in the in crowd, right? If there was an in crowd, whatever you want to call it. So we were like, let's do it. So I was like, nah, they say friends shouldn't do business. You're like my best friend. Mind you, I didn't want to be in Boston. I moved to Boston. And he's the first friend I made at the school. So how the transition went, I moved to Boston. School has already started. So if you think you start school here in August, right? Let's say you moved to Atlanta in September. You had to wait, and then you didn't start school. You started ACA in October. And then at the whoever you met at the bus stop or wherever, whatever class, the first friend you met, that was my situation. School already started. I'm in a new city, and he's the first friend I made. So I'm like, man, I don't want to ruin our friendship, right? So later on down the line, I have a final in my entrepreneurship pathway. What do you think my final is?
Make a business.
Start your own business. So I say, So I go to him, I'm like, well, you know what? let's just start the business for my final and see how it goes. So we started the business. We went. We got t-shirts printed. We did all this. We wrote a business plan. We're up to like 2-3 in the morning writing the business plan. This is like for my final. And the thing that was amazing about it, the magic, is the whole process of creating the business is what I started falling in love with. Like the, oh, that getting the shirts done, choosing the colors, doing the, he does all the design. My partner did all the designs. He's drawing. So figuring out how it went from mine to design to physical merch. So doing all of that process, we fell in love with, and we was like, man, let's just do it. And then we did it, and then we stopped doing it because we were young. And then later on in life, we were like, man, let's just go all the way. Like, you'll never know what you can get out of something if you never try as hard as you can to get it done. So we was like, let's just put our ears back and move forward. So we went forward with it. So
y'all sell hats, shirts,
tees, jackets, jeans, shorts, sweats, sneakers,
wow,
socks. I have socks on now. Socks. I have a rug. What else are some cool things we've sold? Mugs, cups.
Wow.
Tried to get it. Yeah. Check out the site. There's some cool things on there.
I think you and ACA should have a little business agreement. You could like design our next, I don't know, jerseys for the basketball team or something like that.
Sponsored.
Yeah.
Sponsored by the Dirt.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Sponsor a team. Yeah.
Have your logo on our jersey.
Like small. Yeah. Like how they have like
instead of the Nike.
Just like the NBA, have the Nike on one side and me on the other.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That is cool.
No. Noted. Noted.
Okay, a little fun question. I've been told that you are a shoe guy.
Yeah.
So are you hoping for any new shoes for Christmas?
I am. My next grab is probably... So I was looking at some pennies last night. You guys want to see them?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been on the fence about them. I'm looking at these pennies, but I really want the Travis Scott sixes. They're expensive. So it's like, do I put this towards my Travis? Do I take from my Travis Scott fund to get these? I don't know, but I'm really on the fence. There's two that I'm on the fence about. Okay, there's some pennies, and they're both pennies. One's all black and blue, and the other one's like this cool tan color I'm about to show you guys. Who told you? That was some...
I asked Viviana.
Oh.
She gave me some good questions.
Oh, yeah, Viv so, does.
Yeah.
Viv is aware. Mm-hmm. Look at these guys. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, listeners. You guys.
You are missing out.
They're like, look at that.
Oh, what is that material?
What is that material?
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe a generous donor. We'll gift you a pair for Christmas.
Right. Listen, size 10. Size 10. Definitely. Good job, Viv. Shout out.
We love you, Viv.
Right.
So we have one last question for you. This one's deep.
Ooh.
What is your best piece of advice?
Best piece of advice. As someone who talks a lot, I don't know what the best piece of advice is. But I'm going to say... I'm going to say something that I figured out being here, right? Last year was like my first full year because the year before was COVID. And with the year before being COVID, we started at home and then started at and then came into school. Last year's my first full year in school. So I actually was able to build with seniors from beginning to end. So I would talk to them. Like I said, I'm getting to know the students. So one thing I said to a student, and this helped me with as I told them this, I'm like, you know what? It's something that I need to start thinking about as well. But there's billions of people in the world, right? And right now you guys are seniors, right? When you're a senior, a lot of the times there's high anxiety because it's coming from the unknown. You're not sure. You have ideas of things you want to do. You have ideas of places you want to go, but it's all unknown. So it creates some form of anxiety. Some can handle it, some can't. But if you walk around and you sit back and you look at the larger picture, everyone, a lot of the people that you've come in contact with have been there, right? And they figured it out. So whatever gets you nervous or whatever you're worried about, you'll get through it because it's billions of people in the world and millions of people have felt some sort of feeling that you've felt or have been in some similar situation that you've been in. So, and a lot of the times, what makes people high strung is the fact that they're worried about what other people think about them, right? And it doesn't matter. But if you are going to worry about what other people think about you, think about the fact that other people have been where you are and got it done. Millions of people, right? Millions of people have been a senior in high school. Some did not become a freshman in college. Some did. Some did their senior year again. But ultimately, they got through it, right? And that should help you put whatever makes you high strung at ease because other people have done it and people after you will do it. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to stop. Like if you get a 600 on your SATs, it's happened before and some people have still made it happen and some people gave up. What are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So don't put additional pressure on yourself because it's been done before. And always be you, yeah, and the honest, true version of yourself. That's what the realest comes from. It comes from the words, the realest. It's you being your most true, authentic self. Because no one else can be you but you. And when you be you, that makes the world beautiful. Because it's your world. And no one's world is more beautiful than the next. It's your world. You build it how you want to build it. So, that's my advice. Mm.
Wow. That was good. Yeah.
You said it was a deep question.
It was a deep question, but that was a really good answer.
Yeah, good response.
All right. So what about you guys?
Are we being interviewed now?
No, just wondering. I'm just wondering how we feeling like. Well, what, 2 months in the school, about to go on Christmas break. Are we feeling good?
Christmas break cannot come fast enough.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of an uphill in mm-hmm. the Christmas break.
I feel like every year is pretty similar. You mm-hmm. have the, you're excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the first semester or the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing well. Your grades are good. You're studying. Your mm-hmm. sleep schedule is normal.
Mm-hmm.
You have the crash and burn phase, mm-hmm. which is quarter two. Mm-hmm. Which I feel like most people are in right now.
Mm-hmm.
You have break,
mm-hmm.
which we all love break.
Reset.
And then it resets. But instead of crash and burn for fourth quarter, it's just senioritis.
Right.
Like you're done. You know, you don't want to do anything else.
Mm.
So I feel like that's a endless cycle that we need to break somehow.
So with you being aware, are you doing things to try to prevent the crash and burn or prevent? You're just loving every moment of it, embracing it?
No, I'm just trying to come with terms.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about you?
Similar? Yeah. I think senior year has been really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to go into it getting the most out of it and mm-hmm. kind of pouring myself into a bunch of different things. Something I did realize is that they do not take it easy on you senior year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of work and it's hard, but I think it's been really fun, and I'm excited to get to the end of it and look back and kind of with all my peers and be like, oh, we did that, you know?
Right.
Look at all the stuff we did. Look at all these memories.
Right.
Get to the top of the hill so we can look down.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
All that blood, sweat, pain. Yeah. You get to look at it and it was like, wow. Beautiful things come from that. Blood, sweat, pain.
You can turn around and start walking back up.
Yeah. It's amazing.
And there's another hill.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, this was fun.
Yeah.
Thank you guys. I'm honored. I appreciate this. Don't take it for granted. Thank you for the invite.
Yeah,
thank you for the invite.
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
And keep doing what you're doing. You're killing it. I listened to some episodes before, so y'all are killing it.
Oh, we appreciate thank you so much. Yeah.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you to our listeners, and until next time.
Peace.
Peace.